Hello and good morning. I hope you are having a fantastic time in the presence of God. The Bible says that this is the day that the Lord has made, and surely we continuously rejoice in His presence. I just wanted to reach to somebody who is within your bubble, as we say in the COVID times. Give them a big hug and tell them happy Sunday. For those who are outside your bubble, you can be able to text them, or you can be able to send them a message, or even just call them and tell them happy Sunday. God surely loves you. Hallelujah. The book of Hebrews chapter number 13 verse 5 and says 13:5-6 says, "For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear." Despite all that we are going through in this particular time, I hope you're keeping safe, and it's our prayer that you find comfort in Him. It's our prayer that you find grace in Him, and you're confident that He will make sure that He takes us on to the other side. It draws me into a story of a few young men who had gone on some mountain climbing, and they came into this particular cave, and their leader, who had the torch, was in front of them, and he was guiding them through the cave so that none of them could be able to hit the rocks, or none of them could be able to fall down. And each and every person was so much attentive to his voice, because his voice was the direction of where they were going, because everybody believed that he knew where exactly they were going. He knew the steps to take. He knew exactly what was necessary that they will be able to see the end of the tunnel into the greater light that is ahead. I believe that God has got a fantastic way to be able to bring us out of this. As everybody's trying to look for answers in this particular time when the world is in chaos, governments are trying to look for answers, medical institutions and every other institution are trying to keep up and trying to find out what is what needs to be done next. I want to admonish you that let us lean on God, because He is the beginning, He is the end. As His word promises in the book of Isaiah 43, and that what we have just read, it says, "When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flames scorch you. For I, the Lord, I am with you." He promises that us, that even in this particular time, He is with us. And it is our belief and our trust that God is with you, and He's taking you through stages. Though weeping may endure for a season, He makes sure that He brings joy in the morning, that we will experience His joy in the name of Jesus. We continuously pray for families out there, and we ask that in this particular time, we keep on leaning on Him, and God will totally send His refuge our way, because He is our Redeemer, and He makes sure that we are keeping safe in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful day that we are sharing this particular story of a young man who had just become a king and following in the footsteps of his father and achieved so much. The Bible says that he is the wisest man that ever lived. And I think in this particular time that we are in, so many people could have turned to Solomon and asked him, what should we do next? Solomon, how should we be able to bring ourselves out of this pandemic? What are we going to be able to do concerning job situation? What are we going to be able to do concerning the incomes of others, or concerning housing, concerning medical issues, and all the things that are affecting the world at this particular time? Because wisdom is sought after. But one of the key things that we knew, even as we read onto the stories of Solomon, we find out that Solomon leaned on nobody else but leaned on God, because he believed that God's wisdom is the ultimate wisdom, and it's the wisdom that created the earth, so knows the solution concerning that which we need to partake in. As we continue leaning on His wisdom, He shall surely make sure that we see better days which are ahead, in Jesus' mighty name. And the book of Chronicles chapter number 7, which we have just read, which is the topic of, which brings us into the topic of today, it's emphasizing so much on a story of a young man, a young king, who were just being able able to pass through, receive kingship from his father. Now he is the ruler. But his father promised to do something that he continues and builds God this fantastic temple. Temple that he never spared anything. Temple that fulfilled everything that the father had wished for. Temple that God will be proud of. And temple that every single person who saw, even from miles away, was proud of to know that indeed this was a man after God's heart. This was a son of a man after God's heart. This is a man after God's heart. And indeed he had God at the center of every single thing regarding that which he was doing. And after everybody has rejoiced, when we go through the story, you find out that everybody had rejoiced and everybody had said how fantastic this was. Solomon had already dedicated the temple and prayed to God in the previous chapter, particularly chapter 6, where he used his wisdom to be able to question or to bring God into a covenant, not only arguing based on the place that he had already built for God, but arguing for the sake of the people, because most of his questions were intellectually asking God, what of if men did this? What of if men did this? Because he knows, Solomon knows, that we men had our shortcomings, but he was preparing that, and God being an awesome God, the question that has all the answers, he was preparing God that despite the things that we have already done, what if men were out of the way? What if men had done things which were wrong? Will you be able to still fulfill that which is your promise when they cry out unto you? And God here on chapter number 7, verse number 14, which is most of the times when we pray this prayer, when we pray this, it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Amen. Because most of the times we use this particular scripture, maybe we're praying for governments, or we are praying for nations, or we are praying for locations, or praying for our churches, and we are asking God to be able to come down and intercede. But the one thing that I've come to realize, even after reading this, is Solomon was so much concentrated. Even though he had prepared a place for God, he was drawing us in into the connection between man and God. He was drawing us in into the connection of man and God together. He was drawing us in into the connection of his God's children to himself, because Jesus coming down came down not for buildings, not for nations. He came down for his people, because he knew that his people will be able to form nations, and his people being the reflection of him, when they reflect unto the nations, when they become the salt of this earth and when they become the light of this world, then they affect the nations that they are in. So God's intentions and primary focus is you and I. God's intention and primary focus is the young man that you met on the street that maybe you didn't say hello to, or maybe you passed by. It is God's intention is a work colleague that maybe you have not seen during this COVID time. God's intention is for the same person that you might be living in the same house with. God's intention is for every single mankind that you can come in contact with, knowingly or unknowingly. God's intention is for their soul to be able to be connected with him. That is the temple that God has built, because he wants to be able to infuse and infect us with his glory, that we can be able to affect the world that we are living in. God is saying that I reside in this temple. When he was talking to Solomon, he said, And now my eyes will be open, my ears attentive to the prayer made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house. Sanctify this house. God wants us to be able to be who he is, to be the carrier of him. The Bible says that when we accept Christ, we accept God into our lives. Therefore, in him we live, in him we move, in him we become his full being. Then the scripture becomes something that when we are talking about, we're talking about nations, but we're not talking about nations from the place of nations, but we're talking about the birth of nations from the place of us who birth the nations. Because without people, there's no nations. Nations are formed by people. Society are formed by people. So when the people are infused of God, when the people are the face of God, when the people carry the glory of God, when the people carry who God is practically, when they go into the nations, then they go in as the salt of this earth. They go in as the light of this world, and they're able to affect the nations regarding that which is God's intention. God doesn't look from outside in, he looks from inside out. And inside out means he looks through mankind into the outside world. He looks through his children into the outside world. Do my people who are called by my name, my people who are called by my name, because he knows that his sheep hear his voice. Just recently, me and my son, we went to the supermarket, and all of a sudden he disappeared. He was going to do something, and as you know, and when young boys and they're running towards the toy section and all that, and all of a sudden, because I missed him at that particular point, I decided to shout his name, and as I shouted his name, there was a response from him, and there was something that I was telling him in within the shout. Everybody in the supermarket, maybe who had heard me, just heard his name, but they did not know what that name, how it was called, what it signifies. God is calling us, is calling us at this particular time to be ambassadors of him. He's calling us at this particular time to be able to infuse the earth. He's calling us in this particular time to be the crown of what he intends, to be the one who will make the difference in the earth, make the difference in the colleague that is down the road, make the difference in the family that is next to you by being the face of God. What is the face of God? The face of God is love. The face of God is compassion. The face of God is mercy. The face of God is justice. The face of God is all attributes in the fruits of the Spirit. The face of God, when it moves out, it is drawing men unto him. It is drawing men unto him, not to ourselves, but drawing men unto the Father. The Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word manifested and became flesh and lived amongst us, that we can be able to see that the Word is a reflection of what God intends. And we become a reflection of what God intends when our faces are immersed in the Word, when our faces, our minds, our whole being is totally connected to what God intends for our life, that we move, we live, and we have our total being in his Word, that the Word is what directs us. The Word is what directs us, because in the Word of God, then the world will be able to receive healing. In the Word of God, then the world will be able to experience God's dimension of what he has called it to be. Ambassadors are always a representation of where they're coming from. And as children of God, we become ambassadors of God, not of ourselves. There's no ambassador who has gone and been able to come out and show his characters and every single thing, but the forefront of him is always the kingdom or the nation that he is representing. As we go into this particular world, not just as ambassadors, but one who has been called of God to bring the beauty of Christ into this particular world, even at this particular time that the world is facing darkness, as we are shining his light, let us have compassion. Let us have know that men and women are yet to be able to turn to God, because the solutions of this particular world that we are living in is in God. Remember, we are just here for a time. We are just here for a season. Even as we are moving through, just as the children of Israel at that particular time, during the times of David, they were all knowing, they knew that any temple that they were constructing was just for a particular time, because they were nomads, they were moving. And as we know that we are not of this world, but he has prepared a place for us. As we move in this particular world, we are moving with an influence of him, with an influence from him, with an influence that represents him, in Jesus' mighty name. Whoever it is outside of his word, it is our prayer that you find comfort in him, because God offers comfort. God offers comfort by His word in the name of Jesus Christ. Just as we're coming to a close, just as we know that God is love, and as we know that God is full of compassion, it is also a wonderful thing for us to be able to tell you that this God that we serve, this God that each and every person might be talking about, is a God full of compassion, is a God full of grace. And His main agenda out of everything upon this particular earth is to have you closer to Him. It is to have a relationship one-on-one with you. And if for any reason, maybe you do not know Him, or you have never come across this particular gospel, it is my honor to be able to present to you Jesus Christ, because through Him we can be able to see the Father. There's nobody who has seen the Father apart from Him. There's nobody who has seen the Father unless through Him, because He is the representation of what the Father is. You see Jesus, you've seen the Father. Hallelujah. And it's my intention and it's my admiration for me to be able to invite you to have a communion with Jesus, to have a communion in a moment that you can be able to have a relationship and walk with Him in this particular time, that the world might be able to throw darts from every single particular place, that you will find comfort in Him, that you will find grace in Him, and you will find that He is the one who knows the beginning to the end. Even as we bow down right now, as we are praying, we ask that Heavenly Father, please do come in our midst, O Lord. We acknowledge that You are the creator of heaven and earth, and through Your Son Jesus Christ, You acknowledge that we are Your children. Father, even as right now, as we confess our sins, oh my God, and we acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the only way unto You, we ask, oh Lord, Father, that You receive us, oh my God. Turn us into that which You have promised in the name of Jesus. Help us in the walk of this earth, that we will fulfill destiny in Jesus' mighty name. Even as you pray this prayer, it is my admiration to tell you that Jesus loves you. He intentionally wants to walk with you and for you to experience His fullness in the name of Jesus. Remain ever blessed. This is Michael, and I want to tell you, do have a great moment in God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.